Hello, everyone. You're listening to the Live Your Raw Life podcast. Welcome to the platform where the intention is to help you live your rich, authentically aligned, wholesome life. I'm your host, Rachel Ann Watkins. Together, let's raise our vibrations and awareness in order for you to live the raw life that was meant for you. Welcome back, everyone. Last week, we talked about self-care. Self-care is and should be a feel-good experience. In some cases, it can be euphoric. It has been so wonderful to hear all the ways you listeners have been approaching each challenge. Please continue to share how you are integrating the various aspects of the physical health component into your life. For most of us, our health and wellness can be an overwhelming thing. Society tells us we need to do so many things. Drink your water, get your exercise, eat all the right foods, be sure to get ample amounts of rest, meditate, take time for yourself, nurture your relationships. It goes on and on. My hope is that through this first series of episodes on the physical health component, you are seeing how to break each aspect into bite-sized chunks in order to make all parts of health work in your reality. Right now, I am sitting at our kitchen table. Life sure has taken on a new normal lately. Our boys are starting to get a little bored here at home, and they're also starting to test the new boundaries that have been put in place, as kids typically do. So we have implemented some new chores and a new plan to keep them busy until about 2-ish when I'm usually able to take a break from work. We use that time to play a game, to get in a bike ride, or just be together. It is a great little system. Last week, Thursday, the boys and I all had low-grade fevers. For all of us, the fevers left as quickly as they came, and we are feeling fine. Of course, we're in this like hyper aware state given the current state of the situation. However, the worst part of this is that Isaac was supposed to come home on Friday for the weekend, but since we had these fevers, we just can't take the risk of him getting sick or bringing it back to his work site. So he unfortunately did not come home. This means it's going to be a full month before we are all reunited. This is so hard. We want to do the right thing for ourselves and, of course, for those we come in contact with. This is just our reality. I keep telling myself that absence makes the heart grow fonder. Anyway, I have found my big girl panties made of steel, but my heart aches most for the boys. They miss their dad dearly. I know we're going to get through it and we're going to see each other in May. To today's episode, we have made it to the fifth part of this series on the physical health component. Today, we are going to talk about moderation. I've been so arrogant. I've been saying for years, in moderation, right? Or everything in moderation. Little did I know what it truly meant. I will get to that in a little bit. Years ago, I was trying out the Weight Watchers diet, carefully counting and watching every single thing I ate. If you have ever been a part of Weight Watchers or are currently doing it now, you know that if you have any sweets or treats, those are heavy numbers in your caloric day. What this made me do was feel as if I couldn't have any of these things, these sweets and treats. And if I did, I felt super guilty and was typically extremely hungry because then I was not able to eat as much as a normal day. Human nature sometimes can make us want the things we can't have, and in some cases, make us want them more. This was true for me. Some days I would cheat and eat nearly an entire bowl of brownie batter or have that extra slice of cake because, well, I had done so well the 3 or 4 days prior to that. All things in moderation, I'd say. I would justify this by thinking, I don't do this every day. But then it was so good, and sugar, being the addictive chemical that it is, would make me crave it the next day. And a couple days later, I would cave, putting me into this vicious cycle. Obviously, not good. I did this with exercise too. I, for one, love the feeling of being sore. It's kind of like the hard work that I put in, I can feel it and I know I did something. And I went through this period of time where I was chasing that sore feeling, working out way too much and not allowing ample time for my body to heal. This caused numerous injuries along the way, and most recently, I have developed an Achilles tendon injury. This has brought my trail running and running in general to a screeching halt. You would think at some point I would learn this lesson and see the pattern. I am seeing the pattern now, and we'll discuss that down the road, but it took me a while. In both cases, I'd always fall back to the saying, everything in moderation. I was so wrong. I was kidding myself. I was overindulging and damaging my body along the way. I feel this is an important conversation to have, as I believe it is human nature to crave the sweet stuff, the good things in life. I did a little research in regards to this topic, and I stumbled across a perfectly written article that I would like to share with you today. The article comes from the Wellness Tourism Association website. The Wellness Tourism Association, ironically, is based out of Colorado. It is a not-for-profit that was launched in 2018. It is a global network for qualifying DMOs, hotels, resorts, retreats, tour operators, travel advisors, wellness practitioners, media partners, and others with an interest in supporting the global wellness tourism industry. The vision of the WTA is to be the voice of the industry. Their mission is to be one community working together to shape and support the sustainable future of wellness tourism for the global good. The article is written by Dr. Mark Sherwood. It reads, "Everything in moderation. What does that really mean? The phrase, everything in moderation, is bantered about freely in a wide variety of situations. But where does this phrase come from? And what does it really mean? According to research, our own and that of others, the phrase was originally spoken in the Bible by Apostle Paul. In this case, the context of the phrase had to do with the consumption of meat that was sacrificed to idols. Again, in context, it appears Paul was referring to the consumption of culturally forbidden meat. Some folks in his day considered the consumption of meat acceptable, while others did not. Whether you believe this is the original source of the phrase or not, it is important to understand this phrase has been used to meet and justify an individual's own personal belief systems. What I mean by this is that saying everything in moderation could conceivably mean any of the following. I can eat anything that I want in moderation. I can do anything I want in moderation. I can exhibit any behavior I want in moderation. As you can see by these statements, there are really no boundaries. It all depends on what the person wants. Here's the problem. If the concept of everything in moderation is acceptable, then the following is true. Sickness, disease, cheating in relationships, cheating in financial dealings, and even dishonesty in a variety of situations are also acceptable. I would imagine that at this moment you may be saying, Doctors Mark and Michelle, that is ridiculous. None of those are acceptable in moderation. We would actually agree with you. However, if we are brutally honest and believe our common saying, everything in moderation, and actually live by it, we are actually saying that all the aforementioned occurrences are indeed acceptable. I base this on the following rationale. If we eat foods and exhibit behaviors that lead to the development of disease, conditions, or regrettable actions, aren't we actually supportive of these negative consequences? We are faced with this dilemma. Do we really agree with the statement, everything in moderation, or do we not? It appears to me that we don't, and generally should consider adopting a different statement. The truth is that the majority would never think that any amount of disease, sickness, or inappropriate behavior is okay. Therefore, our expectations must change. We must understand that even though we want balance in life, we should realize excellence is possible. We should understand that not everything is permissible. We should grasp the concept that some things, even in moderation, are never good for us. As we have stated to many of our patients, let's all strive for and pursue perfection, even though we know that's not possible, and visit excellence along the way. We hope this offers a different perspective to an overused and misunderstood statement, everything in moderation. Living a life of optimal wellness requires discipline, awareness, diligence, focus, and resolve. Each of us is capable of exhibiting these attributes on a daily basis. It just requires a belief system that gets in line with our potential. Therefore, we must commence our journey with this statement, believe big and understand that everything is possible. Living the wellness life together. I just loved this article. I sat with this for a while and it just really encompassed everything that I wanted to share with you all on this fifth part of our physical health component, moderation. And so I hope that you sit with this too. My biggest takeaway from this is no matter where we are with overindulgence or moderation, it is all part of the process of being human. We must go through various experiences in order to learn tendencies and aspects about ourselves. Going back to last week when I spoke about ourselves looking at our own self in the mirror, this may be one of those cases where we want to look away. Perhaps we are ashamed or feel guilty of how we have acted or treated ourselves. That's okay. Once we become aware and tap into our own tendencies, that is when the healing and the growth can begin to happen. When we pay notice that we may be partaking too much in one thing or another, just notice and then go back to doing the work. The only issue we need to be aware of is when our overindulgence becomes an issue to our health, relationships, or responsibilities. This could be a good indicator that there is something going on with our emotional or mental health. We are going to talk more about our emotional and mental health in a series coming up later on in the months to come. In my opinion, it is not realistic to cut out all the sweet things in life, such as treats like cake and candy and cookies, or sex, alcohol, sun, the relaxation, that self-care, or other delicious things that life has to offer us. However, I do believe too much of a good thing can create some issues. Therefore, not all things in moderation, but the statement that I've decided to use is a harmonious balance of the sweeter things in life. This week's challenge, just journal about your go-tos, those parts of yourself that you revert back to or overindulge in. And as you are drawing awareness to what those are, acknowledge them, give yourself permission to accept them, and then find a harmonious balance with them. Now, this week's challenge is very personal, and I completely understand if you would like to keep that one close. But if you would like to share, I'd love to be a support for you. You can continue to reach out to me through email, Instagram, Facebook, or the Live Your Raw Life website. If you are interested to learn more about the Wellness Tourism Association and the article that I shared today, I will also include that link in the show notes. Thank you for tuning in to this week's podcast. Thank you for your time, energy, and presence. I am forever grateful for you and your motivation to improve your quality of life. Heal yourself, heal the world. It's always an adventure. Adventure awaits. If something in this episode resonated with you, please subscribe and leave a review while you are there. I will be back with you next week, Thursday. Sending light, love, and positive energy your way. We will see you next week.